Supreme Court could announce a decision today on whether Donald Trump's name can appear on the ballot in Colorado, one of 15 states that hold primaries tomorrow. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Trump says Section 3 doesn't even mention presidents, and based on arguments that we heard here last month, I think it is all but certain that Trump is going to win this case, perhaps unanimously.
It cites the Constitution's insurrection clause. A CBS News poll finds Trump leading President Biden by 4 percentage points nationwide, the highest number yet. CBS's Robert Costa.
Inside the Biden White House and the Biden campaign, there, of course, is some frustration about the latest poll numbers.
They're fueled by perceptions about the economy. Californians digging out from a weekend blizzard in the Sierra Nevada. CBS's Carter Evans is in Truckee.
This town is packed with eager skiers ready to hit the slopes, even though another storm is supposed to move in today.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's Friday decision not to revisit the state's congressional maps is a win for Republicans. Democrats wanted the high court to order new maps. No reason was given for the brief order. There's also no word on where any individual justices stand. Republicans hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 U.S. House seats. Suburban women in Wisconsin will have a lot to say about who wins the race for president in November. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha yesterday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison Wednesday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can expect to see fighter planes flying over central Wisconsin this week and next. F-35 aircraft and personnel from the 95th Fighter Squadron and the 115th Fighter Wing Airmen at Truex Field will be conducting joint training March 4th through the 7th and the 11th through the 14th. They'll fly out of Dane County Regional Airport and train in the military operating area over central Wisconsin. If you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time, the ADRC of Portage County is holding a workshop to help you better understand your available options. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Portage County is holding an Introduction to Medicare workshop on Monday, March 11th from 9:30 to 11:30. They'll cover the basic parts of Medicare, how they work, how to enroll, and additional insurance options available, and more. You can register for this free class by calling 1-800-920-2525. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And you guys that are in charge of everything else. By the way, you're late on paychecks, schedule.
Would you stop putting them in charge of stuff? They just want to be here to be entertained.
The water cooler is low.
The low water. Say no.
Melissa's right. We're here to entertain you. And we're going to have some fun doing it today, everybody. We got a jam-packed way to kick off the week. We're going to start off our show talking 6 things to look forward to in March. We'll get into that. We've also got our, of course, El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Woo. Looking forward to getting into that one. And I know we don't get a chance to do this over here much anymore, but we are going over our National Day of Calendar, and it's Fun Facts About Names Day.
Oh, okay. That's
so
cool.
We're looking into Melissa, Seth, and James today.
Oh.
We're going to dive into those names, find out the meanings of them.
I remember doing this like 2 years ago. I think we did something similar. Yes, yeah,
it was. It was a while ago.
It was.
I wait every 2 years. Yeah. I try to give it a little bit of time.
Everyone forgets by then.
Hopefully. got that coming up. Also, are we supposed to drink coffee or not to wake up in the morning? We keep getting different answers. We're going to get into that.
You ask. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to get into that one. A radio show's on-air leap day proposal didn't go as planned.
Uh-oh.
We got to cover that one.
Oopsie doodle.
all that coming
like
up.
That ain't right.
yes, it does. That's just, you know, hopefully what we get in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, like I said, jam-packed. We kick things off the way we like to on Mondays with the kitchens open. Melissa's wonderful segment she works so hard on. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to diving into that one today. After that, we are going to be joined with our friend Tom with our monthly Veterans Update.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Looking forward to that. Yep. Got some entertainment news to get into. Jodie Foster's up to something I want to talk about because it's Jodie Foster. And, I need
You're
help.
Terrible. Anyway.
I'm terrible. What I really want to do in the entertainment section is talk about the opening weekend of the Glass Menagerie.
Ooh.
I am going to reach out to a couple of the team over there from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, see who we can get to join us on the air here to talk about the Glass Menagerie.
You know, it's hard to get those. They're, you know, they're such, you know, divas.
Divas.
Over at WRCT, divas. I'm telling you.
Seth and Melissa, of course.
I might have to get my nails done during this.
Seth and Melissa, of course, having a successful weekend of the show. Want to talk with you too about that. All that coming up for you. We got plenty more to get to this morning. I do want to get just actually do a little bit of quick note to this audience who supports local high school sports so well.
Oh, yes.
All these businesses out there. For those that didn't hear, our Lady Assumption Royals, their season ended this past Saturday. Albany Monticello, 47, Assumption, 45.
Oh, couldn't be closer. Oh, my gosh.
Heartbreaker. But at the same time, that's what we're used to at Assumption, as Assumption fans, because these Lady Royals, they don't get blown out.
No.
This team fights.
They fought to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A great season by them.
Yes.
A really fun season. We're already looking forward to next year, high school basketball. We will have more high school sports on for you as the spring sports can come up and everything.
Yeah.
Just a big shout out to all the sponsors out there that help us put these games on.
Couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, I remember when I first started at my second stint with WFHR, we covered Port Edwards, Nacoosa, both Lincoln and Assumption schools. We were able to do that, one, because we had staff that could do it. Randy and Dave did a great job with those. Of course, Don running the board, and I helped with running the board as well back then. But we were able to do that really because of the sponsors. Yep. We have lost a lot of sponsors over the years. People don't put in the high school sports like they used to. So that's where a lot of our coverage has dipped down. Mm-hmm. If you want us to cover more high school sports, we need you to do it. And it takes a village to be able to make these things happen. There is very few things, I would say, outside of attaching your business to a nonprofit, there are a few things that are going to help your business more than attaching yourself to high school sports.
Right.
It's mentioned way more than most advertisers do. It is an opportunity to the PR end of things. You cannot put a price tag on something like that.
Invest in our youth.
Yes. And imagine how much fun it is for these kids hearing their names and all that on the radio.
Yep.
Relatives of theirs out of state or out of city that can hear their games. It goes a lot farther than just wins and losses.
We had a lot more sponsors this year than we did last year. And because of that, we were able to bring Michael on, which meant we were able to do a heck of a lot more games this year than we were able to last year. But having said that, come on, everyone. Go jump on board. We want you.
Yeah. Always looking for more people to join the team here. And a shout out, obviously, to the team, to the coaches, to the players. Thanks for a great season. We appreciate them. We also appreciate our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, who are marching on.
Yeah.
River Kings didn't even need to play Sunday, finished it off on Saturday. Very successful weekend in the first round of the playoffs. We're going to be talking about that in the fourth period today at 3:30 with Coach and GM of your River Kings, Coach Peckham, joining us. We'll also be joined by Ross Provost from Byrne and Eights at 3 today.
We talked to Ross in a while.
Yeah, it's been
great.
A while. If you don't know Byrne and Eights, everybody, man, go ahead and check out their website, byrneandeights.com. They do a great job covering fishing like nobody else does. They have drone footage that is just beautiful, incredible to watch. And they do a lot of great work for conservation.
Awesome.
They do some great stuff over there, Byrne and Eights. Looking forward to talking with them today at 3. Let's go ahead and really wanted to mention this as well. As I said earlier, Tom Heiser are going to be joining us at about 9:20-ish, 9:25, somewhere around there. Keep in mind one other National Day of thing for today. It is National Hug a GI Day.
Oh, okay.
As the only day on the calendar that is mnemonically a military command, today recognizes National Hug a GI Day.
Cool.
Ask first.
please. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Don't invade personal space, yeah. Please.
But especially not of a GI.
Yeah. But do please get that in today, everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and dive right into what is to look forward to about March. What's going on in March, everybody?
What's going on in March?
Daylight savings time starts up again on Sunday, March 10th, so you'll lose an hour of sleep that night. But it will begin the staying out later, light out earlier.
Yeah, exactly. That's nice.
Pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
The Oscars are going down March 10th. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting. Find out how my voting went.
Did he pick the winners?
Yeah. Spoiler alert. No. No. I think I got two right. I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'm pretty sure I got two right. I picked Robert for best supporting actor, and I think Oppenheimer is going to win best film.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I voted. Probably. There's other ones that I voted for that I think have a good chance, but I don't feel confident about it. I don't feel confident about it. Those are the only ones that I would actually put money behind.
The feeling
if gambling was okay on those things, I don't know anymore.
I think Oppenheimer is going to kind of sweep the board this year. I got a feeling
looking
that
like
one.
It looking yeah. like it. March Madness begins on Tuesday, March 19th. Yes, woo, March the Men's Madness. Tournament Championship is March. It's on April 8th. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Women's Tournament final is set from April 7th. Get your brackets ready, everybody. And it is going to be fascinating to see the ratings
between
this.
The two? Ooh.
Last year, for the first time ever, women's college basketball didn't just outrank the men's side. It isn't like it was a close score or something like that. Like, they shattered it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even close. Barely anybody was watching the men's side. Everybody was watching Caitlin Clark and the women's side. Mm-hmm. And there's some amazing, those players, this is the thing of why, part of the reason why women's sports are still being watched more and more and more. Mm-hmm. One, the game is incredibly fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And two, you know these players. Like, name me, call up 715-424-2600. Name me three or four of the best men's college basketball players right now that are not just Badgers, okay?
Yeah, you can't cheat. Can't no cheating.
I can name you 10 to 15 women that are playing in on the women's side right now that are not only recognizable and great players, but have been around for a couple of years. It's a different day.
Something add another twist to this year, too. This is going to be Caitlin Clark's last year.
Yeah.
She's announced she's going for the draft for the WNBA, so I think that's going to make the ratings even higher because of that.
MLB's opening day is March 28th. All 30 teams will be playing that day.
Woo!
That's pretty good. I think that's smart for them to do that, have all the teams playing on that.
Yes.
In the movies, Dune 2 opens in theaters last Friday. It did really well in the box
Gangbusters.
Office. Yeah, every movie theater in America was thankful to Dune 2.
Thank you.
I guarantee you that almost half of them couldn't just tell you what the movie's about or anything, but they're just very happy people are coming
to
the
movies.
Rake it
in the dough.
Well, isn't this the second half?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dune has always been. There's a couple of stories like this where you've got this amazingly interesting and complex sci-fi novel and everything. Yep. And how do I put it to the big screen? Mm-hmm. And I think that the big reason why Dune took so long to really get made like this is because we didn't have the tech. We just weren't able to transfer it.
Yep. It's been tried a couple of times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It did not work out well.
Movie definitely had some, it's got a place there.
Absolutely. Yes. I don't care what anybody says. That original Dune, I will stand by that movie. Mm. That was a fun movie. It was a crazy, weird movie.
It may not have been great at adapting the novel, but it was an interesting movie on its own, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what they've done with this one is nothing short of beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's one of those movies, I said this with The Revenant. You don't even have to follow the plot if you don't want. Just watching the movie is beautiful in itself.
It's very cool.
It's one of those movies. Kung Fu Panda 4 arrives March 8th. Godzilla vs. Kong, The New Empire, March 29th.
Did you do the trailer for that one?
Yeah.
In a world.
Getting some side cash, doing
in a world where Godzilla and Kong face off.
Roadhouse remake from Jake Gyllenhaal hits Amazon March 21st. I don't know what to make of that.
I have mixed feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
I have very mixed feelings. Okay, because the original Roadhouse is the greatest bad movie ever made.
Yeah.
That is the best. You have to. All other bad movies have to be graded against the original Roadhouse. Yes. So I have very mixed feelings. I mean, I don't know. Is this?
It's a good point.
It's gonna kind of. I mean, there's no Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How can you do it without Patrick Swayze?
Here's the thing, too, because Jake Gyllenhaal got built for this. Like, he is in amazing shape, and I think Jake Gyllenhaal is one of the greatest actors in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a lap acting for the Olympics, I would want Jake Gyllenhaal as one of our American representatives.
Mm.
That's how good I think he is. I think he could bring a gold home to us. That's okay. How good. I don't know about this. Yikes! But it's gonna get play.
I hope there's at least a cameo by Sam Elliott.
Yes,
because
yes.
He was in the original. So yeah.
Plus, Jake Gyllenhaal with all the built, like he got in really good shape for this and everything. Patrick Swayze wasn't like he was in good shape, but he didn't like built like a brick house or anything.
No. He didn't bulk up. Yeah, he was just he was a dancer and he looked very good.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like super bulky. Yeah.
Hmm. The on TV, season 11 of The Masked Singer hits Fox on March 6th. The game show Password returns on NBC March 12th. Wow, they're bringing Password
back.
Wow.
They're scraping the barrel now.
And season 200 of Grey's... I'm sorry, 20 of Grey's Anatomy.
Whoa.
Premiere March 14th.
Wow.
Season 20.
I can't believe they're
season
still
20.
That's doing that show.
That's getting into the realm of the old daytime soaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Those long-running shows. Wow. Mm-hmm.
They do not want to let that show go. The network. Here or there on it. But yeah. As far as
money.
Brand new shows go, the drama series Apples Never Fall hits Peacock on March 14th, and the World War II drama We Were the Lucky Ones debuts on Hulu March 28th. Really want to see that. We Are the Lucky Ones. Finally, the holidays. St. Patrick's Day is March 17th.
Ah.
It's on a Sunday this year, so don't be surprised if some coworkers don't, drive, come into work come Monday work a little Monday. Rough.
I'm feeling a little green today.
Hey, guys, I'm not coming into work that day.
Well played. Nicely done. We should probably let them in on the joke, so we're not the only ones laughing at it.
I'm on vacation.
Melissa's on vacation for that week and everything. Purim is March 23rd. Did I say that right? I always wonder if I say that right. Purim.
I think that sounds right to me. Yeah.
And Easter is March 31st. Last day of the year, month this year.
That's
Easter.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
I'm curious. Like the last time earlier. That happened, yeah.
What is the technicality of Easter where it falls on the calendar?
Oh,
is the third Sunday. What is it? The fourth Sunday every year?
It's a movable feast.
It is a movable holiday.
Yeah.
Depending on the moon's position.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought that's what it was. I'll be completely honest with everybody. I was really afraid of getting canceled and saying the wrong thing.
You're fine.
The Easter has to do with the moon and all this stuff. And then like just Seth looking at me like, what are you doing? Why? No.
No. And I think it has to do, I don't know if it's still, but it was originally because of when Passover falls, because it's supposed to take place at the same time. So that's partially has to do with that. So
I gotcha. All right.
Yeah, so it has to do with the Gregorian calendar. It's based on that.
That Gregorian calendar comes up again.
That's why the Eastern Orthodox Church is all messed up, because they still use the Julian calendar, and their Easter falls on a different day.
Yep. It's on May 5th, I believe I just saw.
Interesting.
Yep, Sunday, May 5th.
Oh, time. You're so interesting. There's also National Cereal Day, which is March 7th. Yay.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good one. I just bought a new cereal yesterday.
Oh, cool.
A new one or a new kind? It. Are you trying a new?
Well, it's a new brand. It's like a Mom's Better brand or something like that.
Hmm. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've seen those around. Yep. Yeah.
I got Golden Grahams.
Oh.
They're not actually Golden Grahams.
No.
But that's,
same type of thing.
Yeah.
Type of, yes.
Like classic. Classic cereal, Golden Grahams, classic.
Oh,
good one.
Them Golden Grahams. Oh,
I like the milk afterwards too. It's good.
Very sweet.
Big part of what cereal means to me is the milk.
I was going
to
say. I think did you get your straw out and start?
Yeah, just the bowl.
Just
down
drink it right out of the bowl. It's a giant cup.
Save the straw. Yes, National Cereal Day, March 7th. Pi Day is March 14th.
It is.
Whoa.
Come on.
Of course
on.
It is.
How did you not know that, Seth?
I knew that.
Corn Dog Day, March 16th. National Puppy Day, March 23rd. And March 25th is International Waffle Day.
Waffles.
Wow, I'll definitely be able to make waffles. Terry got me a waffle maker and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm dying to try it and haven't had the time to be able to do it yet. But I'm so excited to be able to try it.
Okay, so that's the 25th?
Mm-hmm.
Waffle day? Okay, I'm gonna have some special hotkeys for you that day.
Oh, awesome.
For some
very
waffle
cool
stuff.
Yeah, it's very cool, very cool.
Mitch and I made waffles this weekend. My youngest brother, he was here for the weekend. And yeah, we made waffles.
Right on, right on. How'd they turn
out? Sunday morning. Good.
Yeah,
very good.
Good, good.
It was my mother's recipe. You can't fail.
No, you can't mess that up.
That's
no,
good.
No, that's cool.
By the way, I have to say this. We had our cast party yesterday, which Melissa brought her brother. And your brother's very talented.
Yes.
He's very talented singer-songwriter. I was impressed. Wow, he's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he performed some of his original numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get the wrong one? We got the right one.
Melissa also sang some songs, so it wasn't just him.
Melissa's incredibly talented. We really appreciate the work that all of our team does around here. I had no way to go to break. I had
no way.
I got myself in a hole there, and I had no way to get out. It's a Monday.
Still working it out.
Yeah, yeah. I'll figure it out when we come back. I'll have a better way to go to break. How about that? We'll you know, give me a second shot here. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun with our friends at El Cafe, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, coming up right here on WFHR.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Cafe's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe and put some fiesta into your special day.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It is going to be cloudy and mild today, but we do have a chance of scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Not expecting severe weather, but we could get a quarter inch or more of rain later today into this evening. 54 the high today, tonight 32 tomorrow. The sunshine returns with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah. Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We hope you like your birthday so we can party too.
Hey! Yeah!
Wow, nice job, you two. That's good. I was enjoying that.
That was awesome. We just got to get that like recorded.
We'll yes,
just
play we did.
That from now on. That was fantastic. That was awesome. We send a big shout out to our friends over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go over there and join them. They appreciate the everybody so darn much. Join their VIP club. It's something to keep in mind over there. They've had a lot of people already join. They've been doing this for a long time. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today and let them know that we appreciate them sponsoring this. Wish them a good day from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you guys. Heard from our friends over in Sweden this weekend.
Oh, yay.
We haven't heard from them in a while.
Yeah.
It's been Finland we've been hearing from a bit.
Yep.
But they love listening to us on those radios and those old CBs and
those
stuff.
Those old shortwave, I think. Yeah, that's good
they
stuff.
They like local radio, and they enjoy this segment very much. They like the names. That's what I was told.
Oh.
They've really been enjoying. They love hearing the American names. name. So I don't know.
Wow.
And what the people that I talk to like to find, like, oh, this is a, that was a Swedish name we heard, or oh, that was a this type of name that they heard.
Yes.
But that's kind of cool, actually. Like, especially today when we're going to be talking names a little bit later.
I'm telling you, man, this is a segment that I there's, it's not done much anymore. We're one of the few groups left that do it, you know.
Yeah.
That's why it's so cool.
And we're able to, thanks to our friends at El Cafe and all of you out there, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That's another way you can do it. Of course, you can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, WIRI, like the page. And, of course, call up and join the conversation. Love to hear from you.
Yes.
715-424-2600, 424-2600. Or just listen to, on the Civic Media app, and you can go ahead and just a touch or two away. We have a great list today. One, two, three, four. Four possible qualifiers.
Woo.
Wow.
Melissa, give me a one through four.
Wow, I have to choose four.
All right, there we go. That gives us that qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to a good friend of ours around here, Mr. Mark Larson.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Mark.
Birthday, Mark.
Mark, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. Have a fantastic day, sir. Also wishing a happy birthday to another great friend of ours around here, one of the greatest salespeople I've ever known, Colleen Schwabach.
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Everybody in this area, I almost guarantee you, knows Colleen. Your business has been around for 10, 15 years or whatever. You've known Colleen. She was a master at sales.
Cool.
You couldn't. I went with Colleen to a couple of businesses before. She walked in, Colleen, and people just smile and everything. It was great.
That's good. It's a good sign.
Wishing you a great day, Colleen. Appreciate you. And salespeople like Colleen and Jeff that we talked about last week, and that I hope people out there understand and appreciate, we're not here as a station without them.
Yeah.
You know, the marketing and the salespeople are oftentimes the kind of celebrated part of radio.
Right.
But no radio station in history has ever survived without a great marketing and sales team.
Yeah, 100%.
Appreciate Colleen and the work she put into this station for many, many years. I think she was here for like at least a couple decades.
Nice.
She did a lot of good work. Ellen Sox celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ellen.
Happy birthday, Ellen.
I wish my last name was Sox. I like that. I like that last name. It's a great last name.
That is a good one.
Change it for $200, James.
It's something to think about.
His dad would never
kill
him.
Yeah, yeah. Literally. Yeah.
He would, the gun would come
Jimmy,
up.
Jimmy, they're never going to find you.
Dad, that's the plan.
That's why I changed my name.
Yeah.
And a big happy birthday to our qualifier today, Layla Tracy.
Happy birthday, Layla.
Enjoy your day, Layla. Hope it's a great one for you. That is a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Got to listen to the song now.
Yes, yes. I wish you a great day, Layla. Enjoy your day. And thanks so much, everybody, that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We love them. Keep them coming, everybody. Let's take a look at some celebrity names here. Let's see. Landon Donovan is 42 today. Arguably the best soccer player the U.S. has produced. He retired with the L.A. Galaxy, then briefly coached San Diego for a while. Played in the Olympics a bunch. One of our more celebrated of U.S.
Soccer players. Male soccer players.
Yes, yes. Well said. Yes, yeah. Chaz Bono is 55. Son of Sonny and Cher.
Yep, that's right.
Let's see here. It's a very thin list today. Ray Boom Boom Mancini is 63. WBA lightweight champion in the 80s and one of the greatest names in boxing history.
Yes, that is a great name.
I mean, Boom Boom Mancini, man. Yeah. That's a good name right there. Steven Weber is 63. Brian Hackett on Wings. Dr. Archer on Chicago Med. He was also on NCIS New Orleans for a bit. Wings was huge.
I forget how big that show was, but it was. You're right. Man, Steven Weber, in his heyday, he had some hair.
Yes.
Man, did he have a beautiful head of hair.
Gorgeous hair. Yeah. Gorgeous hair. Yes. Yeah. Yes. A thousand. Good note by you, man. Yeah, yeah.
He was in Dracula Dead and Loving It.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, he was. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
oh.
I forgot about that.
Great hearing that, too.
That show, Wings, I think, was one of those first shows where it was on USA Network, and not everybody had that. But it was one of those shows that people talked about a lot because it was like a water cooler show. And it had a fun cast, and almost really everybody from that cast went on to do good things.
100%.
I've said this before. I'm... one of the things I'm a nerd about with acting is studying like different things. Hey, does that person really have that accent? Does that person really speak that way? I've talked about it before in Frasier with John Mahoney. I watched every episode of Frasier and I watched every step that man took, and every step that the walk was the same, mm-hmm. even though he didn't really walk with a limp in real life. Like, it's incredible when I see that stuff. And one of the things that stood out to me about Monk
Tony Shalhoub, yeah.
I thought he was like, he is Italian. He is from Italian. He is Italian and Italian. Mm-hmm. I thought he was born and raised in Italy. Like that, his how good his accent was on that show. When I first see him on Monk, I'm like, wait a minute, like his real voice. That's,
he's from Green Bay. Come on.
He's a Wisconsinite.
He is.
That show is a pretty good show.
Patricia had 8 seasons.
Yeah, fun show. I also thought that was, you know, when also a really fun idea for a plot for a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should do different. More shows like that, airport shows and mm-hmm. everything you'd think. I'm surprised there aren't more shows involving airlines and everything. Patricia Heaton is 66, one of the greater TV moms in history.
Yep.
Ray's wife, Deborah, and Everybody Loves Raymond. The neurotic mom, Frankie, in the middle. Just incredible.
Like, she's TV very mom. Good at that, yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very good actor, period.
Absolutely.
I don't say TV mom as an insult. I see it as one of, to me, in my opinion, and for me, it's one of the greater compliments I can give to an actor, it being a good TV mom or dad. It's like how many roles, not only have there been a billion great TV moms and TV dads, there's going to be a billion more roles of those. That's the sitcom. I mean, we're never getting rid of that.
Everybody has a mom and a dad.
To make your mark on that role is to say something.
Yes.
Because, like you said, there's been so many of them throughout the last 100 years.
Mackay mm-hmm. Williamson is 67. Bubba in Forrest Gump. You might remember him in Denny in the Woods, or you might remember him in this movie, or this movie.
very good.
Very, very good actor. Mm-hmm. Steppenwolf's own Chicago actor.
I did not know that.
Proud member of Steppenwolf Theater. Very, very strong actor. Part of the reason he got that role, I don't want to say he got that role, but got an audition for Forrest Gump is because of his connection with Gary Sinise, mm-hmm. who is obviously one of the founders of Steppenwolf Theater.
Mm-hmm.
The great, the legend, Catherine O'Hara is 70 today.
She's great.
One of my first loves, Second City's own, Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy's wife on Schitt's Creek, the mom in Beetlejuice and Home Alone. And Cookie and Best in Show.
Another good mom. She played a good mom in many movies. Yeah.
God, I love Catherine O'Hara.
So funny.
Like I know we say that about people we don't know and celebrities. Like, you don't really love them. No, I love Catherine O'Hara. Like, I genuinely love that woman.
She's so awesome.
Incredible. Paula Prentice is 86. The Stepford Wives, Saturday the 4th. Great actress. And some people no longer with us, like Newt Rockne, born in this day in 1888. Legendary Notre Dame coach that wouldn't survive a day right now.
The inventor of the forward pass. Yeah. At least that's the legend.
Yeah, that's
I don't know legend. If that's true, but that's what the legend is.
A lot of people say George Halas had a lot mm-hmm. to do with that, too. That George Halas started it and Newt Rockne stole it.
Stole it from him.
Could you really steal things back then? Like, yeah. I mean, weren't you being influenced by?
Like figuring out who threw the first curveball. You know, it's right. Like, who knows, right?
You can't put a copyright on these. Imagine if you could, though. Like, if you were a pitcher and you were the only one that could throw the curveball because you had a copyright on it or so. Like, that's, why did people do that, actually? Now that I'm thinking about it, you should do that.
They didn't take it quite so seriously.
I don't think you could do that.
I don't think you could.
One more time, wishing everybody a happy birthday to celebrate in one today. Wishing you a great one, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And a very happy birthday to Layla Tracy, our qualifier today.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Layla.
Mm-hmm. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you and love celebrating with our friends at El Cafe. Visit them right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Volunteers from all over Wisconsin are joining the search for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu in the Manitowoc area. He was last reported seen on February 20th. Two Rivers police say they focused search efforts on rural areas in Manitowoc County this weekend. Time is running out for now for state lawmakers to help people in Wisconsin whose water supplies are polluted with PFAS chemicals. State Senate Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hasselbein says it appears Governor Evers and Republicans are still too far apart on state regulatory powers.
I don't know if we're going to get there yet, but at a bottom line, they should be releasing the $125 million they have to help combat so people can turn on their taps and have clean drinking water.
Hasselbein at a WIS Politics luncheon last week. The legislative session is winding down. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department firefighter and medic Dylan West finished ninth in the World's Strongest Firefighter Competition in the middleweight division last weekend. The event took place in Columbus, Ohio at the Arnold Sports Festival. This was Dylan's first time participating in the event, and he was happy to finish in the top 10. Dylan said he's looking forward to next year. Now is the time to check the trees on your property for spongy moth egg masses. The DNR is warning the spongy moth outbreak is expected to spread this year. If you have oak, birch, crabapple, aspen, willow, or linden, otherwise known as basswood trees, you should be exceptionally watchful. Egg masses look like tan-colored lumps about the size of a nickel or quarter. They can be found on trees, buildings, and other outdoor objects. You can scrape them off with a knife or paint scraper. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pack is back from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers front office back from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. GM Brian Gutekunst, CEO Mark Murphy, and special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia were there. A report says the team's still trying to restructure Aaron Jones' contract, but that running back A.J. Dillon will not return and is likely headed to free agency. Badgers running back Braylon Allen was there. I asked him how his interview with the Packers went.
It went very well. I enjoyed talking with them. I liked everybody on the staff. It was a really good meeting. Just broke down some film. They asked me some, you know, kind of football IQ questions about fronts, pressures, different defenses, things like that.
Baseball spring training, the Brewers with a 10-4 win over the Diamondbacks. NBA, despite a loss to the Nuggets, the Lakers' LeBron James becoming the first player ever to reach 40,000 career points. The Bucks spent Sunday working on their defense, their first practice at home in over a month.
We managed to figure everything out eventually.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports on Mike Clemens.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It is going to be cloudy and mild today, but we do have a chance of scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Not expecting severe weather, but we could get a quarter inch or more of rain later today into this evening. 54 the high today, tonight 32 tomorrow. The sunshine returns with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio, kicking off the segment the way we like to. Little Clash play us in. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Monday out there. Your week is starting off good. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into our names in a little bit here, but for right now, file this one under tell me you're a morning person without telling me you're a morning person.
Okay.
A sleep expert named Dr. Deborah Lee says that drinking coffee the minute that you wake up may not be the best bet.
Okay.
Just for a second, let's pause and imagine somebody, like, they don't even hit their alarm clock. They're just taking a drink of water or a drink of coffee before they even get out of bed. Like, it's the first thing I thought, like, the way that she worded it just made me think, like,
they have it sitting there by their bed. I love that idea. That's great.
The coffee pot is, it's a coffee pot, and it's their alarm clock. Like, yeah, I like them. I like both.
Well, when the coffee starts dripping, you wake up.
Mm. It's true. The smell.
She says that when you wake up, your cortisol level is at its peak. That's your prime stress hormone, which enhances alertness and focus. It also regulates your metabolism and immune system response.
Ooh.
If you drink coffee at that point, it may do more harm than good, and it's even possible that you could become immune to caffeine.
Oh, no.
This is something I've been actually afraid of for the past year. caffeine has not hit me the way it used to.
Uh-oh.
And I've noticed like a couple of changes with myself, and that is one of them, and I do not like it. I am not happy about that. Cortisol follows a rhythmic specific to your own sleeping cycle, and that explains why your energy peaks in the morning and you get more tired at night. Dr. Lee says the best time to drink coffee is mid to late morning when your cortisol levels have begun declining and you first feel your energy slump. If you wake up at 7 a.m., that might be 10 a.m. or noon for you.
Whoa, that's quite a gap.
But even waiting 45 minutes after you get up is better than having it first thing. That said, another doctor and sleep expert, Wendy Troxell, says, quote, there's really no specific scientific evidence that having caffeine first thing in the morning versus delaying it for a couple of hours has any differential effects on alertness. I think it's mostly a matter of personal preference. I know that everybody out there could chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right.
And I think that while we can have some fun with this one and we're going to it, everything, I think it's really important to always note that these are great notes from these doctors, and these are very smart minds that went many, many years to medical school for this knowledge. Every body is different. Every mind is different. So you're going to probably, you know, this is going to apply to some people and it's not going to apply to others. That's exactly. Science. That's the medical world, everybody. I think that it's worth like hearing something like this, reading something like this, worth giving it a shot.
Yep.
For me, I usually don't. I'm up and running by at the latest 5.
Okay.
And I'm usually hitting the studio here, you know, 5:45, around 6, a little after 6, somewhere around there. And it's probably around 6:20, 6:30 that I finally, oh, my coffee. And I remember to take a drink. Every morning starts this way for me. I'm not even exaggerating. Like every morning is like this. So I am at least up for an hour or so before I have my first drink of coffee. I don't know if that's what they're talking about here or not.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like that. Yeah. How early for you do you start hitting that coffee, Seth? How about for you?
Usually it's pretty quick. After I wake up, not immediately, but it's
the
usually
second you get out of bed. Yeah,
yoink. No,
Beth, where's my coffee?
It's just sitting right by his bed.
Yeah, yeah. No, I usually, you know, I maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes sometimes, but in general, it's pretty quick after I get up. Yeah,
Melissa.
Yeah, that's kind of similar for me because I get up and I make it right away. And then I basically get right to work.
Right.
Get up and go to work.
There's another note too, because I'm exact same way. I'm not up for 5 minutes before I'm already working. Like I wonder how, like, if that's like, I'd like to see more study work on that. Like, should you be taking more time before you jump into the workday or anything? Some of that. I don't know. I'm asking. I really don't know. This isn't me doing one of those, but I'm just asking a rhetorical question that I really know the answer to, and I just want to start a fire. I genuinely don't know. I really don't.
You know, I wonder, from what we just heard from the first researcher, I wonder if that is actually a pretty good time to start working, considering, you know, what she was talking about. Yeah. Boom, let's get going. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. Now,
wait, didn't you say that was your stress
Stressor was up, I think,
whatever
a little bit. Yeah.
Your stress is up. Mm-hmm. I don't
think
know if that's a great time to start work. I'm stressed. Let's work.
Although maybe that'll help alleviate the stress. You get things done. You know, I don't know. It's a good question. I think it all comes down to, in the end, you know, it's a personal thing. All of our physiologies are different. We all respond to any kind of outside drug in different ways. So I think it really depends on, you know, that. That has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. That's why Marshfield Clinic is doing that study to, you know, like to learn everybody and try to to personalize medicine to the individuals as opposed to one size fits all.
And a shout out to Marshfield Clinic. They actually sent me an email. Please don't come here. Please leave our study alone. You throw off the numbers.
He's kidding.
Shout out to all of our medical field out there. Everybody in that world and that we appreciate them. And a big shout out to our own
Important work.
A big shout out to our own Wood County Health Department here in town. We back you and we support our team over there. Let's get into a timeout. We'll go ahead and check out our check in with our partners here. We'll come back and we're talking names, everybody. We're talking
back to the names.
And we want you to call up and join the conversation for this and give us your name and we'll look it up and look into it and everything. That's some fun. We'll play, you know, have an audible here.
We'll
bring the audience involved in it. It's gonna be fun coming up on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Hey son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
It is going to be cloudy and mild today, but we do have a chance of scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Not expecting severe weather, but we could get a quarter inch or more of rain later today into this evening. 54 the high today, tonight 32 tomorrow. The sunshine returns with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You're going to be able to hear that music live coming up.
This week?
Yeah. Got Steve Leslie coming to town here at the Performing Arts Center this Thursday, I believe. Looking forward to talking about that a little bit later in the show and our good stories of the day. Be listening for that and maybe a chance to win tickets. You didn't hear from me. Let's talk names, everybody. And by that, I want all of you to interact with us. 715-424-2600. 715-424-2600. Call us up if you want to dive into your name with us.
Okay.
As we look at our National Day of Calendar, we don't get to do this very often here at WFHR anymore, but one of the things that pops up from March 4th, Fun Facts About Names Day.
Okay.
Today is a way to celebrate your name. It's unique. It's fun. It's special. It's all yours. Go ahead and look into the interesting facts and stuff about your name. And I think that not only is this a fun way to kind of get to know yourself a little bit better, maybe get to know parts of your name that you never knew before, but I think it's also just kind of, I don't know. We don't get to do these kind of things much without, like, it's just kind of your thing. It's not the same thing as a birthday, but it's similar to birthdays to me. Do you share your day with thousands of other people around the world? Yeah, but it's still your day.
Right.
Do you share this name with thousands of other people? Yeah, but it's still your name.
No. Nope. No, I doubt there's many of them out there. I'll just say that. There.
Right, okay. Maybe not.
Maybe not everybody.
Are there tens of people out there?
Perhaps.
So I thought this would be fun to do, and I wanted to do it in real time with you guys. So I think all of us maybe, or not all of us, maybe you have looked into your name before and you know bits and details. Maybe you don't know a ton. I know a handful of things about my name, but I honestly have never looked too deep into it. For one, it's popular. It's a popular name, so I didn't really it didn't seem that interesting to me, to be honest. I don't find myself that interesting, so diving into my own history is not often that interesting to me, and I don't intend to do it.
Right.
But then one of the first things that I come across when I look into the name James and what the name means, I see supplanter. And I see names like things that I'm not happy. I'm not proud of this. Like I mentioned this before. I'm the fourth James. My son is the fifth. My family came to this country. My great-grandfather, he didn't have any money in his pocket. All he had was his name. So the first male is named James. That's kind of our tradition here.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
like that. That's as far as I want to go as far as my name. Origin word. It's a Hebrew name with Latin meanings. It means he, may, will, shall, follow, heed, seize, by the heel, watch, guard, protect. Also means supplanter and assailant.
Jeez.
Whoa, man. And may God protect.
Okay, see, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
For all the other ones. Wow, yikes.
Yeah. It's hard to take a lot of pride in the name with supplanter in there. Like, dang. I spent some of my life actually being called Giacomo. James in Italian is Giacomo. And a lot
Which
of my
is so cool though.
Yeah, I'd much
Giacomo
rather go,
sounds
I'd,
so cool.
I'd much rather go by that. I'd much rather. I wanted to change my radio name to that. Panama laughed at me. They just laughed. Just laughed. We're never doing that.
Someone said you went with Knight Rider. What the
fuck? Yeah, right? Yeah, that was a lot better.
That's better than Giacomo. I don't know.
Come on. But yeah, that's James. And if you are another James out there, you know a little bit more about that name.
There you go.
Let's go ahead and look at Seth.
Okay.
Seth's meaning. Seth is a boy's name of Hebrew origin. It means appointed or placed and is associated with the teachings of the Torah.
That's right. The third human. Or the third son of Adam and Eve, I should say.
Yeah, Seth was the name.
After the first two had that little sibling thing going on there, you know. So needed a third son to keep things going, you know.
You've never sounded more Jewish. That was awesome. I love that. Oh, that was great.
I wasn't trying. I really was.
I know you were, but that was awesome. That was fantastic. So I didn't know that it had Hebrew origins. That's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
That's an interesting one. And by the way, you can look at Merriam-Webster, Collins Dictionary, SheKnows.com. I don't think there's a bad area to look this up in.
No.
There's a lot of options.
There is tons and tons, yes.
Yeah. And Melissa. I wanted to see how popular Seth is. James is the second most popular name in the world. Right now. Currently.
Holy cow.
So like I said, it's a puppy, you know, it's used a lot. It's overused. Let's be honest. It's overused. Let's see. So Seth popularity. And let's see here. Seth, when it comes to baby names, is it's ranks 104th. Or 504th.
I was going to say 100. That seems a little high.
It is down by 23% from last year, from 2023.
It's never going to be a name that has a whole bunch of people, but it's one of those that it'll always stick around. There'll always be kids named Seth, I think. So
it's one of those names.
Yep.
Let's see here. How about Melissa? Let's look into Melissa's name. Let's see if my computer will work. And a reminder again, everybody, 715-424-2600. We want to hear from you and your name. Want to look up your name, everybody? Go ahead and give us a call. Let us look that up.
Well, I can tell you if you can't. It's of Greek origin. Melissa was a princess of Crete who was changed into a bee after she learned how to collect honey. Her name came to mean honeybee in Greek.
Oh.
It's also the name of a nursemaid who took care of a young Zeus.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Ooh. Interesting.
It is currently in U.S. popularity 773rd. However, in the year that I was born, it was number 19.
I wonder, Melissa, you were born, what, 1980?
Two.
1982? Mm-hmm. I wonder if it has to do with the popularity of The Little House on the Prairie.
Oh,
Melissa Gilbert was a pretty big star at that point. Yeah, there was a couple of very
there were two of them.
Famous Melissas, and I wonder if that had something to do with it.
Huh.
Could be.
That's interesting. Now, here's another question. And I was trying not to put you guys on the spot with looking up your own name, so that's why I was looking them up. I didn't mean to from you or anything. But I do have a question. We'll get to it in a second. First, let's get to the best listeners in radio. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi. Can you look up Alice?
Yeah. Yeah, we can look up Alice. Let's look up Alice. A great name, by the way.
Not too many Alices of my generation.
Okay.
It's always Alyssa or Allison.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I can see that.
Derivations, right.
Alice is a classic feminine name of German origin. It acts as a short version of the Germanic name Adelidius, meaning noble and exalted.
Oh, wow.
Popularized by Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland.
Makes sense.
Alice hit the naming charts in the turn of the 20th century and has remained a beloved contender ever since.
Well, but its popularity right now is 178.
Not bad.
Yeah. It's pretty high on the list compared to the rest of us here and everything. That's pretty good. Now, Alice, what I was going to ask the gang here, and I'll ask them in a second, do you like your name? Because I feel like it's hit and miss. Like, people either do or they don't seem to like their name, but it's very black and white, and there's not a lot of that in life. So, Alice, do you like your name?
I do like my name.
Good.
I was named after my mother's best friend.
Aww.
And I never had any other Alices in my class in grade school, high school, or college.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was always Alice, and they didn't have to recognize me with my last name.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so it was kind of an individual thing. I also think that there's some Greek derivation of Alice. I'm not sure, but anyway.
Yeah. And I did see that. I do see a little Greek history with that too. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And one more stat: in 1903, I believe it was number 13.
Wow. Okay. Pretty high.
That was when it was the most popular.
Wow.
How about that?
Very cool.
yes, the great Lewis Carroll. Thank you so much, Alice. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. That was awesome. Keep it coming. You know, we'll keep this open all show, okay? If you guys don't get a chance to call up now, you can call up at the 9 o'clock hour. We can get it in. I wanted to make sure we got in Pamela. We have to look
up Pamela. Oh, of course. Yeah,
Pamela.
Yeah.
Pamela is a feminine name of Greek origin. This name was invented in the 16th century by poet Sir Philip Sidney and translates to honey or all sweetness.
Aww. A lot of sweet girl. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Sugar and spice and all things.
Funny.
My grandfather, I'll never forget my grandfather having my little sister on his lap and doing that song, but in reverse. Girls were made with dirt and all that. Like, and he was just teasing her. He was just playing with. No, Grandpa, it's not. She gets so
upset.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
She gets so upset.
Oh my gosh,
that's a fun one. What about if you guys want to call up and get those names in, please do. But let's go ahead and keep moving here. Well, I wanted to highlight some other things coming up.
Real quick, I wanted to throw everyone for a loop and go with Beth's given name.
Oh.
Which is not Elizabeth. That's actually her middle name. Her given name is Dorothy.
Okay.
Which is a Greek name. Dorothea, actually, is where that comes from. God's gift is what that means. So, yes, it's the male equivalent. Dory, by the way, is the male equivalent of Dorothy, which I did not know, which is, that's very cool.
I didn't know that.
The given names Theodore and Theodora are also derived from the same Greek root words as Dorothy.
Huh.
So, not very popular. Very, if you add all that together, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be doing the kitchens open here in just a little bit, everybody. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour with that, as we do every Monday. Looking forward to getting into the kitchen with that and seeing what's cooking. We also will be joined by our friend Tom with our monthly veterans update. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that as well. Let's look up Tom as we go to break. Thomas comes from the Hebrew word ta'am, meaning twin. Mm. It came into English via the New Testament of the Bible, where St. Thomas was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Origin, the Hebrew word. Mm-hmm. And it also has some Arabic ties to it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a pretty interesting word. Names are just interesting.
Fascinating.
Names are fun.
Fascinating.
And I did not like my name when I was a kid, because there were other Melissas. And I don't know, I didn't like it. I liked other that were actually even more popular, like Michelle, or I don't even remember what the other one was. Oh. It was similar to my name.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And now I'm very, very grateful that I have the name.
Good,
that I have.
Yeah.
That's where I wanted to wrap with, if we like our names or not. Thank you, Melissa. And I'm really happy to hear that. I really am. Genuinely very happy to hear that. Seth, how about you?
So would be my mother be.
Yeah, I imagine.
I'm actually one of the gray area peoples that you might mention. Yeah. Because I guess I'm not one way or the other. I'm not thrilled with my name. But at the same time, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
So it's what I have now. And I've had it forever. So I'm like, I'll stick with it. Why change it now? It's what I got now.
I love that.
Did you ever have any nicknames, Seth?
I did. Oh. I had several. I had Stealth was one. One of my favorite nicknames I got from, in fact, I remember the guy who gave it to me, Mike Wachneski. Gave me the nickname Smeth Hangaber Fruffry.
That's a classic.
So I got called Smeth a lot because of that. Just Smeth.
Okay. Well, we're coming back with nothing but a great show, everybody. The Kitchen's Open is going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Join us, James, Melissa, Smith. All of us going to be here.
Smith will be here.
Yeah, the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR.